From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Swiss police Wednesday searched the UEFA headquarters as part of a criminal mismanagement investigation into a Champions League television rights deal. The deal was made when Gianni Infantino was a European football body's legal chief, and it was revealed this week in the Panama Papers leaks. The Swiss Office of the Attorney General implied that it had been investigating before the leaks came out. The Panama Papers caused a second shock when Uruguayan Juan Pedro Damani resigned as an ethics judge for the world football body FIFA after he was also named in the leaks. Meanwhile, the UEFA said it was providing all relevant documents and will fully cooperate. Meanwhile, a Panamanian law firm says that the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about the offshore bank accounts of the world's powerful, rich, and famous were stolen by hackers and not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, said Tuesday that they rule out an inside job. "This is not a leak. This is a hack." Fonseca said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say from what country. Efforts by Libya's UN-backed unity government to assert its control over the capital were thrown into chaos Wednesday. It came as the head of a rival Tripoli-based authority backed away from ceding power, contradicting an earlier announcement that his National Salvation Government was ready to step aside. Tripoli's unrecognized Prime Minister Khalifa Wael urged his ministers not to stand down. He threatened to prosecute anyone working with the government. Meanwhile, there's been no immediate reaction from the UN-sponsored administration. VOA News. A member of the Qatari royal family has been released by kidnappers in Iraq almost 4 months after being taken hostage while on a hunting trip, according to Qatar on Wednesday. Two men were among the more than 20 people kidnapped from a desert hunting party close to the Saudi border last December. The Qatari Foreign Ministry said a Pakistani national was also released, adding that efforts were still ongoing to free the rest of the 26 kidnapped victims. It's not known, however, if any ransom was paid for the two men who were freed. The Pakistani military and law enforcement agency said that the country launched a new offensive in Punjab, according to officials Wednesday. The offensive comes weeks after a Taliban suicide bomber killed 73 people in a popular Lahore park on Easter Day. Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, the Taliban faction that carried out the bombing, said Christians were the target of that attack. The written statement also included images of military helicopters hovering over the plains of Punjab and paramilitary troops loading ammunition into trucks and preparing for an operation. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey in a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Schremby, a spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, he told VOA's Luis Ramirez Wednesday that the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey in accordance with the policy first implemented on Monday.
What they're saying is that there will be no automatic returns. There was the accusation from human rights groups that the process was not giving people that chance, that they were simply being put on the boats. They say that's what happened on Monday when more than 200 migrants were returned as part of the first shipment. Now the migrants will have their cases heard individually. Their vulnerabilities will be taken into account. This is directly related to the charge that Turkey has a bad human rights record and that their fate is uncertain, that some of them their lives might be in danger by being returned to Turkey.
Again, that is VOA's Luis Ramirez. You can read more details on his report at voanews.com. Belgium's prime minister says life is returning to normal there after the suicide attacks on the Brussels airport and metro that killed 32 people and wounded dozens of others. He was speaking in Belgium's capital. Charles Michel admitted that his country has made mistakes in combating violent extremism, but he rejected criticism that it became Europe's weakest state. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.